B-Pod Studios.
So what's hot and trending?
Boston Public Schools shut down in-person learning. As Halloween is approaching, Salem is cracking down, and a new way to get weed delivered to your door may be coming. In the Juice, T.I. is a big fan of Busta Rhymes, but when it comes to versus battles, he wants Busta to stay in his old-ass lane. Mm-hmm. And Leroy has your sports.
A former Patriot is ready to make his return to the NFL. What's the chances of him coming here? I'll let you know.
But first, in-person learning has been suspended for all Boston public schools effective today. The decision was made after new data showed the 7-day COVID-19 positivity rate increased to 5.7%. The district will go fully remote for all students, including the high-need students who've been in school since October 1st. This will stay in place until there are 2 full weeks of falling infection rates.
That ain't gonna happen for a while.
Yeah, I think we're stuck for a little while. The mayor of Salem, Kim Driscoll, is cracking down as Halloween approaches. The city is reducing commuter rail service, enforcing new parking restrictions, and closing businesses early in an effort to keep people away during the pandemic. Driscoll urged any visitors wanting to go into Salem to just wander around, to stay home and wait till next year. And if you do go, masks are mandatory.
Okay.
It's not working,
no
by the way.
To that.
I have a friend who lives in Salem who told me that it's been the busiest season of Halloween that she's ever seen. So, yeah, it's definitely not working. Even though there's been some pushback, the Cannabis Control Commission is moving forward with plans to allow a new class of weed deliveries business. Deliveries already allowed for medical marijuana, but now they approved some controversial changes that'll allow standalone recreational marijuana retailers without storefronts to deliver products to customers' doorsteps. Yeah. The commission will vote to approve the final regulations during its next meeting on October 29th. And quick TV note, the final debate between Trump and Biden takes place tonight from Belmont University in Nashville. It starts at 9 and is set to last about 90 minutes. In the Juice, Joe Exotic, a.k.a. Tiger King, still managing to piss off Carol Baskin, even behind bars. Now, he's been selling his own boxer brief line called Revenge. And as part of the line, he has limited edition Carol Baskin briefs, which he's been selling for $29 a pop. Now, as you can expect, Carol's not feeling it. And she's fired off a cease and desist letter from her lawyers claiming Joe and the brand have no right to make money off her name. She's also demanding a cut of any profit that's already been made, which is a lot since the boxers have been selling like hotcakes. No word if Joe Exotic will comply. By now, you've probably heard that Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was caught in a compromising position on the set of the new Borat movie. But Rudy says the whole thing is a complete fabrication. Now, in the scene, a young woman posing as a reporter is seen going into a hotel room with Giuliani for some drinks, where they're going to do an interview on the pandemic and Trump's response to it. In the scene in question, Giuliani lays back on the bed and puts his hand down his pants and is seen like moving his hand around for several seconds with the actress standing like directly in front of him. Borat then busts in telling Rudy the woman's his daughter. She's only 15 and to have sex with him instead as he's wearing lingerie. Rudy jumps up and yells out, "I don't want you," and then runs out of the room. Rudy just yesterday tweeted the video is a fabrication, and what he was actually doing was tucking in his shirt after taking off his microphone.
It could be one or the other, because like when you're an old man like that, you have to like wake him up. Whereas like, you know, I can get a stiffy in the wind, but when you're an old man, you got to be, yo, wake up. We got a pretty girl in here. Wake up.
By the way, the movie comes out tomorrow. So it comes out on Amazon. And we're patiently waiting for the next season of Versus Battles with names like T.I., 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes, and Jeezy being thrown around. And T.I. had a lot to say about it yesterday. When asked about a battle with Busta Rhymes, T.I. said, while he is a fan, he just says that Busta may be too old.
I salute and respect Busta a whole lot. I just think the generation, the gap, it might be a little bit, just a little too much, just a little too much on it.
Well, Busta was later seen with Fat Joe on Instagram Live, and he had a message for T.I.
From one brother that loves you to my brother that knows I love him, I'm begging you to step in the ring with me. I'm going to bust your ass. And let me tell you something. We're going to do it with grace. I'm going to bust T.I. I'm going to bust your ass. Come on, T.I. Let's have fun.
Busta's not that old. I mean, his last song was a little dated, but, you know, it's...
Oh, my God. That's why you're
still
the best
catchy.
Bit.
Technically, like, Busta Rhymes is 48. T.I. is 40. So it's really not that big of a gap. But, yeah. I mean, musically, maybe. And by the way, Jeezy did come out, too, and accepted a battle with anyone. He didn't give a specific name. So who's going to be battling? That remains to be seen. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so since the World Series has started, the question question of why did the Sox trade away Mookie Betts has been picking up. Well, Mike Wilbon of ESPN said what most of Red Sox Nation has been feeling, and it's not a good look for the Sox.
He is a marvel in the outfield. He is everything you want at the plate. That's right. He tries. He gets along with his teammates. Mm-hmm. He's enthusiastic. He's a pro's pro. Yep. How dumb are the Boston Red Sox to let Mookie Betts go?
Maybe he didn't want to cheat. You know, maybe he was like, guys, we got to win this, honestly. And they were like, get off the team.
Please.
We cheat to win here.
He should be here. He's not here. And it's an embarrassment. Fast forward to last night. Mookie Betts and the Dodgers lost to the Rays 6-4. The World Series is now tied at one game apiece. We've got some baby news. Baby Romero, news. You're going to love this. One of your favorite people, persons in the world.
Okay.
Is involved. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and his fiance Brittany Matthews.
That's a huge bitch.
Stop it. She posted their gender reveal party on Instagram, and they're having a baby girl. They announced it by having their dogs walk towards them with pink paws.
Aww, that's cute.
Next story, please, Leroy.
That goes right up there with the whole sidewalk thing we were just talking about. Extremely corny.
Leroy.
Corny.
Leroy, we need to give away money. Please move on to the next story.
And while the word around here is that the Pats are looking to get a wide receiver before the trade deadline, former Pats wide receiver Antonio Brown may be on a team real soon. After next week's games, AB's suspension, it will all be over. It would be nice if the Pats could pick him up, but that's not going to happen. Cut it out. And it looks like the Seattle Seahawks are in the lead to snatch him up.
Thursday night
football, you got the Giants versus the Eagles at 8:20, and that's just sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. Ruth and Sasha are Holocaust survivors who were childhood friends. Their families were from the same city in Poland. They escaped the Nazis, crossed into the Soviet Union, and were sent to different camps in Siberia, where Sasha was born.
Is it good news that they're still alive?
Well, the two met at a displaced persons camp in Austria, where they became close friends. Last time they saw each other was 1949, when they lost track of each other. Recently, Ruth, who lives in Philadelphia, was on a Yom Kippur service on Zoom and heard Sasha's name being called. She asked her son to check, and yes, it was her childhood friend, Sasha. Ruth and Sasha were unknowingly living less than 60 miles apart.
Yeah.
And they were finally reunited October 3rd at a socially distant gathering at the
When you're that old, 60 miles apart, you might as well live in a different part of the country. Seriously.
That's your good news. This report made hot by New England Honda dealers. Get a great deal on the Honda you've always wanted at your local New England Honda dealer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.